And while the investigation into the E. coli outbreak continues in Europe, NPR's Richard Knox says U.S. experts worry this country could see something similar.
Some experts think the bug that's circulating mainly in Germany isn't really more dangerous than earlier strains. It's just that more people got exposed to it. After all, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention discovered an almost identical E. coli germ 2 years ago in the Republic of Georgia in Eastern Europe. It didn't get much attention then. But Dr. Dennis Mackey of the University of Wisconsin has treated lots of people with bad E. coli infections over the years, and he says this one is clearly different. Earlier strains were far less likely to put victims in the hospital with severe anemia and kidney failure.
Rarely over 10% here. It's about a third. That's extraordinary. This is an extraordinarily virulent strain of E. coli. I think it's becoming clear.
Mackey thinks the European strain has acquired the ability to crank out far more toxins than earlier forms. It's the toxin that destroys blood cells and causes kidney failure. The U.S. is no stranger to serious outbreaks of E. coli. Dr. Chris Braden is chief of foodborne diseases at the CDC.
Certainly, we've seen our share of E. coli outbreaks, and we see quite a few infections every year.
In fact, there are more than 100,000 U.S. cases of serious E. coli infection every year. Hundreds of people are hospitalized, and as many as 80 die. But most of them occur one by one, not in big outbreaks. Braden doesn't think the German outbreak will leapfrog the Atlantic and start spreading here right away.
But I am concerned about something similar that could happen in the United States.
That's because a big change is going on in the type of E. coli that's causing serious illness here. The chief culprit used to be a notorious bug called O157H7. It caused a big outbreak in hamburger back in 1982, in raw spinach 5 years ago, and two dozen outbreaks in between. Dr. Michael Osterholm is an infectious disease expert at the University of Minnesota.
For a number of years, almost all of the strains of this kind of E. coli were that O157H7. Over the past 15 years, we've seen a very sizable increase in the number of non-O157H7 strains.
Many of these more recent strains are called O104, and that's the same type of strain causing the outbreak in Germany. It's just that the American version is far less dangerous so far. But Osterholm predicts more mischief from the newer strain.
Are there going to be more outbreaks like we see in Germany right now occurring around the world? I bet you there will be.
Mackey agrees.
We will see U.S. cases. If enough people bring this strain back to the U.S., we could have a big outbreak with this strain maybe in a year or two or three. It's not out of the question at all.
That's why experts want to learn everything they can about the European bug, how it got there, why it's so deadly, and above all, how it gets into food. Richard Knox, NPR News.